The biggest struggle my clients face is decluttering their sentimental paraphernalia. It can be hard to part with things that are meaningful to us. The objective is not to get rid of everything. You have to select what items you will keep and what to share with your family. You have to distinguish between treasure and trash. Ask yourself, would I display these items in my home? Keeping them in dusty boxes is not showing respect or love for them. Imagine the excitement you would feel being able to find things you love. Digging through the boxes of stuff and trying to find things you need can be stressful. Here are 5 ways to declutter your sentimental items. Just plunge in. Sometimes the best way to tackle sentimental items is to plunge in and start working. Many people, including me, analyze, strategize, and deliberate to the point of exhaustion. Parting with sentimental items is never going to be easy, and postponing the task is making it harder than it should be. Every item has a story. When I was helping people declutter their sentimental items, I heard the most amazing stories of family struggle, bravery, and determination to overcome obstacles. Sentimental items are not always pleasant. If they carry pain and stress for you, let them go. Keep memories, let go of stuff. Memories are in your mind and heart, not in the objects you keep. The item may remind you of somebody you love or a special moment with them. But your memories are in your mind and your heart. Whether you keep the sentimental item or not, you will always have the memories. Set limits. Decide how many items to keep. Limits can help you be more intentional, keeping the most important things. For example, give yourself 2 plastic containers to hold sentimental items. Then only keep what fits in them. Why are you saving it? As you're decluttering sentimental items, it's important to ask yourself the reason you keep the stuff. Does it remind you of a special time, year, or moment? Are you saving for your kids and grandkids? If your kids are older, ask them if they want the item or items. Sometimes we save things for our kids, only to find out they are not as sentimental as we are. Listen to what your kids are telling you, and respect their wishes. Live in the present. Remind yourself to make your home a living space for your present life, creating special memories with your family. Focusing and living in the past is taking away the possibilities for happiness in the present. If your home is cluttered with sentimental items from your past, it can create resentment with your spouse or children for taking up so much space to store your stuff. Make time and space for living in the present. Make your home functional and beautiful to reflect who you are. Life coach Ranka Burzan owns a professional organizing company based in the Kathet region and has written several books on reducing clutter and becoming more organized. For information, go to solutionsorganizing.com.